back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Jones off today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Laney has slid over. Rob Bradford joined us earlier in the program. If you want to check that out, you can on the Odyssey app. We'll get back to baseball, which we obviously talked with Brad about, trade deadline 2 weeks from now. The Red Sox back taking on the Cubs tomorrow afternoon. And another thing we've been keeping tabs on is this Jeremy Fowler list. So Jeremy Fowler works for ESPN. It's not his list. He talks to a bunch of scouts, executives around the league, coaches as well, and he has them all vote on who the top 10 players are at each position. And then so you get your top 10, and then you get a couple of honorable mentions, and then a pile of also receiving votes. And so sometimes it ends up being like 25 different names. And we've sort of pointed out, maybe no surprise, Patriots have not exactly been well represented on this list.
Sounds about right.
So this is the order in which they have done it. Running back, no mention of anybody. So Stevenson, probably because of the fumbles last year. Trevion Henderson, a second-round pick. So they are. It is like a projection for this year. So rookies are included. They're eligible. But running back, nobody. Defensive tackle, nobody. That surprised me. I thought Milton Williams would be on there, especially the season that he's coming off of, the big contract he signed. But no, no Milton Williams. Edge rusher, nobody. No surprise. Safety, Kyle Duggar was an also receiving votes. Yeah, that's something.
Right.
So he was somewhat recognized. At least he was on somebody's radar. Tight end, Hunter Henry was an honorable mention. So to this point, Hunter Henry is the highest ranked player at his position on the Patriots.
And he was your best receiver last year?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Yeah. They split up offensive line to interior offensive line and tackle. Doesn't really matter. They didn't get anybody.
Nobody, yeah.
No. See, I feel like Onwenu maybe could have gotten a sniff, but he also went back and forth, so maybe, I don't know. And then maybe we just view him higher than the league does, clearly. Quarterback, nobody. And we also pointed out that between the top 10, the honorable mention, and the also receiving votes, 18 quarterbacks were mentioned. And so it doesn't mean Drake May's 19th, but that's the highest that he could have been. Off-ball linebacker, Robert Spillane.
All right.
Also receiving votes. Let's hear it for Robert Spillane. Very good. Wide receiver. I did not expect to have anybody on here. But just for those that are interested in this, which I am. I like a power ranking. I like a list. Jamar Chase, number one receiver in the league. That's fair.
Yep. Not going to argue that one.
Justin Jefferson, I think he might be my personal number one. But honestly, you can flip-flop
him. Flip those two. Yeah, right.
Doesn't really matter. Also insane that those guys played college football together. Number three, Tyreek Hill. I don't know about Tyreek. He's 31 years old now.
Right. Three seems a little high.
It does.
Still top five?
Yeah, probably. But I might put these next two guys above him. CeeDee Lamb is fourth.
Yep.
A.J. Brown, fifth.
Yeah, take them both over.
And they're all younger. I mean, Tyreek Hill, let's see how many guys are even in their 30s on this list. Number six is Amon Ross St. Brown, who somehow is only 25.
Nuts.
Malik Nabers, who's 21, is seventh on this list from the Giants. Nico Collins. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Nico Collins is eight. Mike Evans. Oh, there's a 31-year-old. He's ninth. And Garrett Wilson, who just signed that huge contract with the Jets, is 10th.
So what did you say? Two 30-year-olds in the top 10?
Yeah. Mike Evans and Tyreek Hill. Your honorable mentions for wide receiver. Again, this is according to coaches, general managers, and executives. Terry McLaurin, the first honorable mention. A guy whose name maybe is out there.
Out there.
I think ultimately he just signs a contract with the Commanders.
Right.
But if he doesn't, the Patriots should offer. I would start with the second round pick.
Make the call.
Yeah. See if that gets it done. I don't know if you're going to have to trade a first because he's also getting up there a little bit in age. But, yeah, McLaurin I like a lot. Puka Nacua, the next honorable mention. Brian Thomas Jr. People might be sleeping on Brian Thomas Jr. He's a third honorable mention. Then DK Metcalf, who just joined the Steelers. T. Higgins, who is back with the Bengals. And then Devontae Adams, who's now with the LA Rams. So those are all of your honorable mentions. Then you get into also receiving votes for wide receivers. Devontae Smith, Ladd McConkey, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jameson Williams, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, Jalen Waddle, and Cortland Sutton. I believe that's like 25 wide receivers.
Right. No Stephon Diggs.
No Diggs.
I mean, I get it. He's coming off an injury, but still, I think.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of expectations where you would think you would get a vote. Receiving
maybe
a vote.
Like a
I don't know. I'm not saying, hey, where's honorable mention? I'm saying, hey, how about a vote?
Yeah, because what? How long ago, and this is, you know, the Rich rules, if you were good 3 years ago, you're still good. 3 years ago, he was probably fifth, yeah. sixth. Like, he was way up there.
So then we're also talking about a injured receiver yeah. whose quarterback is not even on their list.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that hurts him.
It goes to show you how the Patriots are viewed kind of around the league. Like, I think
expectations are low.
Yes. But locally, they're kind of high.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're excited. You're bringing Vrabel, you're bringing yeah. Diggs, you know what I mean? You're making moves, and people are excited because we were so disappointed with last season
yeah.
that even the slightest move is going to perk you up a little bit for the team.
Yeah, that's true. And they did add talent, like, but you go from having almost no talent to right. adding talent. Doesn't mean you're top 10 across the league. But, yeah, the Steph Diggs one is pretty telling because, like, with him, you still have a really bad receiver room. Without him, like, you got
nothing.
You got nothing. And so just sort of, it also shows you how many good receivers are in the league. Like, Ladd McConkey was incredible last year, and he's not even an honorable mention. Like, there's that many good wide right. receivers in the league. You just don't have any of them.
He's second Maybe in the received votes. But yeah, no.
Excuse me. Cornerback came out today. This is the last position they did. I believe it's the last position, cornerback. And this is where we all expected the Patriots to have a guy in the top 10, and they do. But here's the ranking. Pat Surtain, the second of the Broncos, is number one. Then Derek Stingley Jr., number two. Denzel Ward is three. Trent McDuffie is four. Sauce Gardner, who just signed a massive contract, is fifth. And then coming in number sixth is Christian Gonzalez. And they also, in addition to the ranking, they tell you the highest ranking a player got versus the lowest ranking they got. So somebody did vote Christian Gonzalez number one as the number one corner.
That's you mean this poll. So that was
yeah.
So one of the execs said he was number one. Gotcha. All
yeah. So like yeah.
Scouts, I'm just making coach, sure I'm reading GM. It right.
Yeah, yeah. So last year it also has last year's ranking. So going into last year, he was an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. Like he got some votes, but he wasn't top 10. Nor should he have been last year. Like last year he went out and had an awesome year. Lowest ranked was unranked. So there are some in the league that don't think he's a top 10. I think that's outrageous. I think he's clearly number one. So one veteran NFL, so they also put in some quotes on this. I think it's a decent list because it's not one person's ranking. This is a lot of different people who come together for this. A veteran NFL assistant. So they leave it somewhat vague, but quote, I think Gonzo is the next great one. Skills, patience, length, and great interviews. No, it doesn't say that. He says he's the closest thing to Pat Surtain. Smooth, big athlete, travels a lot, can match up against the best guy. I would agree. An NFL coordinator said he'll tackle, but I wouldn't call him physical, but he's got the size and coverage skills to put him on the outside, and he can handle himself, and he can also come up with play runs, or he can play run support and play within the construct of the defense. So, I mean, that seems like the one.
All
like,
good things.
Yeah, like the one unanimous guy. The question will then become, in another year, will they pay him? But as of right now, that's like the one stud that they have.
Mm.
And that yeah. checks out. I think that's how most
it's going to be a lot of money to keep him around here.
Agreed. So they don't have anybody else in the top 10. Honorable mentions, they don't have.
Nothing.
Carlton Davis wasn't also receiving votes.
Got a vote. All right.
So you have, as far as just recognized players, you have in the whole league, they do top 10 at every position. So whatever that's well over 100 players
right.
that they mention. And you have actually way more than 100 because of all the honorable mentions and the also receiving votes. Let's call it 200 players. They have five. Okay, that's not bad.
Something.
It's not. Hang on, place a building
it's a start
block.
Because they would have had how many last year?
Probably just
that's a good point.
Gonzo and
I don't
Henry,
even know if Gonzo would have done it because he only played 2.5 games.
No. He was an honorable mention. It said.
Oh, last okay.
Yeah, so somebody must have given him a vote based off of.
Well, he was tracking
games.
To be defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
in those
yeah
two
he
games.
Was. But, I mean, Duggar, Henry, Gonzalez are all back from last year, and then they added Carlton Davis and Spillane.
Duggar might be the biggest surprise on the list.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't have put Duggar on there. I'm surprised that Milton Williams and Steph Diggs didn't even get, like, a little bit of acknowledgement.
Right.
For, like, the because those are two guys I was, like, excited that they signed, and yet it's like, no. But he did get Robert Spillane. Like, all right,
here we are digging. We're like, oh, my God. How do they not also receive a vote?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, honorable mention's one thing. Top 10's another. But, come on.
But then I still feel like they're going to win 9 or 10 games, which is outrageous, because I agree overall with this list that they don't have a very talented team. And yet I'm like, they can win 9 games. Like, how can they? If some other team had one top 10 player in the league, you wouldn't think they were going to be a playoff
team. And as I mentioned earlier, it's just the fact that last year was so bad.
Yeah, that's what
that
it is.
The slightest changes and adjustments they made to this year has given you some excitement, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Make my Sundays worth it.
I agree. Let's grab a phone call here. We got Kiefer Madness coming up, and then Davey from the Dork Podcast is going to join us at 1. But let's grab a call. We got John in Rhode Island on the Red Sox. John, what do you have, sir?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just want to say, Keith, I met you in Newport and Jones about 2 months ago. Jones called me Dave from Rhode Island, and then later that night, my wife asked for divorce. So, honestly, one of the best days of my life.
Here you go.
So, honestly.
Okay. Yeah.
Good night. So, I just wanted to talk to you about, you guys were talking about the trade deadline. I don't have a name. I don't have a player, but whatever happened, I believe in Craig Breslow. I don't know why, but between the Rafaela and Brian Bello early signings, the all-star free agent acquisitions, the trade of Devers, he kind of gets it. And I never thought I'd say that I believe in Craig Breslow, but for this trade deadline, I do believe in him.
All right, there you go. That's an Adam Jones call right there. Jones has been very pro-Breslow. It's hard not to be pro-Breslow from the offseason.
Right.
Like, everything he did in the offseason was good. We were doing top five current Red Sox. They were all basically new to the team. I mean, the fifth one we all had a trouble with, but like Crochet, Chapman, Bregman, and then the run he was at, Carlos Narvaez.
Right.
Because we did this list before Rafaela really took off. Rafaela would be on the list now. But like, those were all guys brought in by Breslow. But the trade deadline is huge, because the trade deadline is what made me the most upset with Heim Bloom while he was here. And then last year with Breslow, sort of like, you added bodies, but you didn't add anybody of real value. So
yeah, he's had a good offseason.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, too, is I think what hurts Breslow is, it sounds terrible to say, but people kind of lose it when he starts talking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's just the way it is. It's like you start to think that way. It's like, oh, this is what he's thinking. This is how he's going to do it. And then you see the moves he makes. You're like, all right, it's something.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good stuff that he's doing.
He uses giant words. He sounds like a robot. And you're like, oh.
Right. It's tough to get behind it. Yeah.
It is. So if you want to talk about the Red Sox second half, which gets underway tomorrow against the Cubs, and what you want them to do at the deadline, which is not 2 weeks away, feel free at 617-779-7937. Coming up next, we got Kiefer Madness here on WEEI.